Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning, we're going to talk about some exciting presentations that those who are attending Covering next week might have an opportunity to attend. And today I have Jim Dion, for those people who have possibly run into him before. He's president of Dionco Inc., a Chicago-based retail consulting firm. Jim, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
So next Wednesday, I believe, you are a keynote speaker at Coverings, and you are going to give two presentations, I think one in the morning and one in the afternoon, and the first one's on negotiations. So you want to tell us a little bit about what the folks might hear at that presentation?
Oh, sure. I don't want to give it all away, but then nobody would come. This session is about... I kind of refer to it almost as a Swiss Army knife session in the sense that it's some pretty simple, easy techniques that people can use to help them in their negotiations. And the interesting thing I find is that most everybody has a negotiation style, by the way. And it's how we negotiate today. And most of the time, when we really think about where we learn that style, how we learn to ask for a price, how we learn to really negotiate anything. For most of us, we initially learn from our parents. That's where kind of the initial negotiation skills come from.
I thought all my hot buttons were created by my siblings.
No, it's really your parents who gave you initially those skills.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, as I like to say, probably one of the toughest negotiators in the world is a two-year-old because they take no prisoners. They will literally yell, scream, stamp their feet until they get their way. And unfortunately, some negotiators are still using that same technique or tactic 20, 30, 40, 50 years later. And so we really give you, in the session, kind of a look at some different ways, some better ways to negotiate, and some tactics that you might want to consider using.
All right, I probably should have started out with this. I mean, what makes you such a retail expert is you basically got into retail at an early age. I think you were 16, weren't you?
Yes, that is correct. I started retailing when I was 16. Again, not as a career at that point, just an easy job to get, and I could wear clean clothes, make some money, and meet some girls. But stayed in retail throughout my education. What I really wanted to be was a psychologist, and so I became a clinical psychologist and practiced that for 2 years, and found that it drove me kind of crazy, and went back to graduate school for industrial psychology. And even during that program, I was working in the service industry, running a hotel in downtown Chicago from 11 at night till 7 in the morning for 3 years. And then interned in my final year of the doctoral program with Sears Roebuck. And that pretty much sealed my fate. So I've been in retail ever since.
That's interesting. So you're not the kind of guy who likes to say, here, sit on the sofa and let me get inside your head. Yeah, but you can teach.
That is right. That drove me crazy.
Yeah, but you can teach people how to use your, I guess, understanding of the mind to get better at retail. This program you're doing on Wednesday morning, what time is that program? Do you know?
I believe we kick off at, my clock actually, no, my calendar shows that starting at 8 a.m. So it will start at 8 a.m. and run till 9:30 a.m.
All right. So, and you normally do this negotiations seminar, usually do over a two to three day period. So you're going to boil it down in an hour and a half. That should be a very interesting.
It's really, as I said, Cliff Notes version, Swiss Army Knife version. It's really the meat and the absolute kind of best of negotiation techniques.
Okay. So, and you're doing another one that same day in the afternoon at 4:30, I believe. And what's the topic on that one?
Yeah, that one is completely different. It's called 30 Things to Do When Business is Tough to Get. And for some some retailers out there today, business is a little bit tougher to get, with the housing market doing what it's doing and some consumers pulling back, although we're not seeing a lot of pullback in the upper end We certainly are in the middle end of the spectrum. And so these are 30 tactical things, 30 things that a retailer can do the very next day back in their showroom, back in their store, to really encourage more business. And none of them, by the way, are about discounting, because I really do believe that you know, lowering price is not the way to get more business during a downturn.
Well, without giving away any of the secrets, you mind just teasing us with maybe one or two things, or just give me one flavor of what they might pick up?
Well, yeah, I mean, I talk about one of the things that I really stress, and I stress this in a lot of my presentations, is a very simple saying, and that saying is you cannot change what you cannot measure. And so I am a real big believer in what I call retail metrics. So in other words, if I really want my staff to be engaging customers, because, you know, in slow times, I've got to make sure that every customer walking through my door, coming into my showroom, is taken care of. And I'll just give you a little aside. For the last, though, probably 2 weeks, I've been cruising some tile and some designer showrooms here in Chicago where I live. I live in River North, which is a real district of tile showrooms and retailers. And I want to tell you, I really felt in each and every one of them that I was wearing my invisible suit.
Oh, so they weren't even asking you if they could help you.
They didn't even see me. And it's not like they were like with other customers. I was pretty shocked. And so, again, one of the metrics I look at and talk about is this metric called conversion rate. You know, how many customers who come into your showroom, come into your store, are walking out having made a purchase. And, you know, that is a really important metric. And it's interesting, once your staff knows you're measuring it, they all of a sudden start paying attention to every customer.
Well, that's very interesting. I've got to let the listeners know right now that, Jim, one of the reasons I wanted to do this interview is that you're really no stranger to Floor Focus or our business because, I mean, you really are. I think you gave a seminar at Coverings last year, and I met you. And you and I worked together on a project and actually judged some entries in our November issue for a merchandising contest where we looked at a whole bunch of entries that came in and picked the people that were at retail were doing the right thing from a lighting, from a creative standpoint, and you really do know retail. So I can't stress enough, if you're going to Coverings and you have an opportunity, Mr. Jim Dion is a guy you need to listen to, especially if you have an opportunity both at 8 a.m. and at 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday. I highly recommend what he's got to talk about. It will not be a waste of time. Having said that, Jim, is any last points? I think perhaps one thing we might need to make a point is that if you want to know the details about the seminars at Coverings, you need to go to the coverings.com website, and there is a section right there on the homepage where you can click and look at the seminars, and you will see that Mr. Jim Dion, James Dion, has been picked for a reason as a keynote on Wednesday. And that's next week, that's the last day of April on Wednesday. Anything else you want to add, Jim?
No, just, you know, come on. We're going to have a lot of fun. Hopefully learn some stuff and you know, give you some tools to make a difference in your business. That's what matters to me.
All right. Hopefully you'll have a full crowd as you did last year. I remember you had standing room only. So
yeah, we had a lot of fun.
And you have some, last year you had some handouts, so...
Yeah, I believe that I've submitted them to Coverings. I, you know, again, have no reason to believe that they won't be duplicating those, but they always duplicate a certain amount. And so generally it's the people who get there early who get them.
All right. Well, we've been talking to James Dion. He's president of Dion Co., Inc., a Chicago-based retail consulting firm that's a specialist at retail. And this is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.